Well, yesterday in our regular sports segment with Only a Game's Bill Littlefield, we talked about this moment from Tuesday's Bruins versus Montreal Canadiens hockey game.
Campbell wins it clear to the far side of the zone. Oh, Pacioretty is down face first as Chara angled him, and Pacioretty was lined up against the center glass between the two benches.
Well, that hard check came from the Boston Bruins star defenseman Zdeno Chara, and it was on the Canadiens' Max Pacioretty, as you heard. The hit left Pacioretty with a severe concussion and a cracked vertebrae. The NHL reviewed the play and said it will not suspend Chara, but today in Montreal, police announced they're opening an investigation into the hit. So joining us now for some follow-up is our very own Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hi there, Bill.
It's nice to be back.
I wish we could have you back 2 days in a row for other news, but this is like really intense. I finally saw the video of the check, and it looked like a brutal one.
Well, I think the check is, as the league decided anyway, the check was legal. The unfortunate part of it, of course, is where the check directed the victim of the check to, which was right into the stanchion, and he hit that with his head and then bounced off the ice.
Okay, but this, I mean, up in Canada, where hockey, as you know, is tantamount to religion,
hockey is king.
It's caused a huge uproar. But so is there a precedent for police investigating incidents on the ice?
Yes. This is not the first time the police have gotten involved in an incident on the ice. And if he is prosecuted, it won't be the first time that that has happened. Bruins fans may remember that a little over 10 years ago, Marty McSorley smashed a guy in the head, both hands on his stick. A Canadian court found him guilty of assault with a weapon, the weapon being the hockey stick. He was suspended from play. He did 18 months probation, although he never went to jail. The difference, of course, is there is a difference between assaulting somebody, i.e. hitting him over the head with a stick, or smashing him with your fist into the boards or whatever, and checking somebody. Mm-hmm. And in this case, we're talking about a check. And we're talking about, obviously, a terribly unfortunate result of that check.
Checking, which is legal in the NHL. I mean, I'm reading that the NHL, when they examined the play, they deemed it, quote, a hockey play that resulted in an injury because of the player colliding with the stanchion and then the ice surface. Although, I mean, this might be a little blasphemous to say this, but that sounds like, you know, they kind of eliminate the part of the equation where it was Chara's body that performed the check.
Well, as you just suggested, it's a fast and physical sport, and checking is part of it, and that's their call. I watched it a bunch of times, you know, and I'm the last guy who is going to sign up for brutality in sports, whether the sport is football, boxing, or hockey. But in this case, I have to say, it did look like a legal check.
Mm-hmm. Well, this got the attention, of course, of NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman, who today spoke at a U.S. congressional panel in Washington about encouraging more American kids to play hockey. He was asked to comment on the Chara Pacioretty check, and here's what he had to say.
Our hockey operations people are extraordinarily comfortable with the decision that they made. It was a horrific injury. We're sorry it happened in our fast-paced physical game, but I don't think whether or not supplemental discipline was imposed would change what happened.
I mean, what do you make of that? So it doesn't sound like the NHL has showing any willingness to change the way hockey's played.
I think they're trying to be very careful. They have tried to change the way hockey's played in the sense of penalizing guys who are headhunting. That is going after somebody and you know, really targeting their heads and trying to hurt them that way. The decision on the part of the NHL, the people who looked at this thing dozens of times, I'm sure, was that that was not what was going on in this particular case.
Pacioretty himself spoke to Canadian media, and he said that his real worry is that other players are going to look at hits like that and think it's okay. I mean, he said they won't be suspended, and then other players will get hurt like I got hurt. I mean, do you share that concern?
I can certainly understand that he would have that concern. And I think it's a possibility because it's impossible to get into the minds of hockey players and know what they make of this particular incident and of the way the National Hockey League has treated it. But I think if when he recovers and when he's able to take a look at this tape himself, he'll say probably, gee, you know, it was a legal check. I mean, it had a terrible result.
Bill, last question to you about this, because, I mean, I've watched a bunch of college hockey, and you don't see this in college hockey. And what about in Olympic hockey? You don't, and not
right.
even other sort of international leagues. That's, what is it about the NHL?
Well, it's an excellent point, and I think it's the larger cultural point is if you're a college hockey coach, you say to your players, I don't want you to slam somebody into the boards and make it, you know, give the league the opportunity to suspend you. I don't want you to drop your gloves and hit anybody because we have another game on Saturday and you'll be suspended for goodness knows how long and I need you. Whereas the NHL, there is an expectation that people will drop gloves, referees stand back and let guys fight. That's the assumption of the way the game is going to be played at that level. It's not the assumption at the college level and it's certainly not the assumption at the Olympic level either.
WBUR's Bill Littlefield hosts NPR's Only a Game each Saturday day at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. He can also be heard most Wednesdays and thankfully also today on Radio Boston. Thanks so much, Bill.
Thank you, Megan.
Coming up after a quick break, Boston Globe arts reporter Jeff Edgers joins us to talk about his top picks for the weekend.
And later, Vermont's new Democratic governor, Peter Shumlin, has a controversial plan to move his state towards a single-payer health system. That's today's talker. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.